I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast where we ask questions to the nation on a different topic from Monday all the way through to Friday. Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver. It's General Knowledge Monday, and we're delighted to be joined by podcaster, actor, comedian Tom Price. Tom, hello.
Hello, Makita. How are you?
I'm very well. I do like a General Knowledge Monday. I'm always ready to go. How about you?
Yeah, feeling good for this one. I've had two sips of coffee that's a bit too strong. So I don't know if that... Is that going to help the brain cells on a Monday?
I don't know. Coffee makes me edgy, so I wouldn't be in a good place if I was you.
That's it. There's more panic than question answering. Sometimes the best way to answer questions in this situation is in a kind of calm, chill way. But coffee's just going to make me panic that I'm not going to know. So I don't know if it's going
to
work.
Well, let's see. I can't wait to see how this unravels. Let's quiz, shall we? There are 12 questions worth 15 points. Question number one. Tom, what was the first Indiana Jones film?
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Incorrect. The correct answer was Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Come on. Okay.
Right. I would say take your time.
Do you know what that was? That was the coffee.
And also, the
word unravel was still sort of ringing in my ears. I still had a vibe that things were unraveling. Let's see how this falls apart, Tom. That's basically what you said to me.
Let's all breathe. Okay. Question number two. Let's start again. What breed of dog is Gromit from Wallace and Gromit?
No. Gromit is... He's such a sort of doggy... He's some sort of terrier. That's not my final answer, Makita. Don't run with that. Like, he's white with the... I'm going to go for... can I just say terrier? Is that too generic? Do you need something more precise than that?
It's not a terrier. Oh. So I suppose a more specific version of a terrier would also be incorrect. Unfortunately, he's a beagle, which I love. I love a beagle.
Do you know why beagles are the best dogs?
Please tell me.
Because of the way they bark.
What do they do?
They have a very specific bark. So a standard dog bark is more... like that's like a dog bark, right? But a beagle goes... They do a sort of yowling thing. Oh, I love
which
it.
Which is, I think, why they are constantly... They're owned by people who live in the countryside with lots of acres.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
I think they need a lot of walking. Question number three. Penny Black, Military and Cinderella are all types of what?
It's either... It's stamps.
Correct answer is a postage stamp.
I've got one right.
Question number four. What is the address of the White House?
That's a great question.
It is, isn't it?
It's a great question. Has it changed recently? Because didn't they change the road to Black Lives Matter Avenue or something? Didn't they do that? It was amazing. They did something brilliant like that. What's the address of the White House? I just don't know. Pass.
Fine, that is fair enough. I didn't. The question is, what is the address of the White House? And the answer is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Pennsylvania Avenue, yeah. Okay.
Question number five. In which decade was the first Lord of the Rings book first published?
Ah, okay. I'm going to say it's either the 20s or the 30s, and I'm going to go with the 90s. Bearing in mind, so far I've only got 1 point. I really need this.
I do need this.
I'm going to say the 19... I know, because I know that he was inspired. He was traumatised by World War One, and he wrote about it for Mordor. He sort of drew on that for Mordor. I only know that because I had to go and watch the Tolkien film for work a couple of years ago. I'm going to go for the 1920s.
It was a lot later. I have to say that is incorrect. It was actually the 1950s, 54. But The Hobbit was 1937. So you might have been thinking there.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, so I'll give myself a point. Thanks.
It was actually written between 37 and 49, the Lord of the Rings book, but it was published in 1954.
Okay.
Okay. Number six. Question number six. In the dating world, Tom, what do the initials NSA stand for?
NSA.
Mm-hmm.
The initials NSA.
Are you in the modern dating world? Or are you taken?
I was snatched off the shelf when I was 22, Makita.
Wow.
So very much not been dating for the best part of 18 years. So I'm going to NSA. Not. Can we guess it a word at a time?
Of course. What do the initials NSA stand for in the dating world? You at home and now Tom?
No.
Correct.
Sex. Snogging. Sex. Snogging. Sex. Is it sex?
It's not. It's just nice hearing you say it, though, like a naughty school child every time. The correct answer is no strings attached.
No strings attached! Oh.
It was, you were taking it far murkier.
It's like
it
a sort of filthy game of catchphrase, this. Okay, sorry.
Question number seven. After alpha and beta, what letter comes next in the Greek alphabet?
Okay, here's the thing. If I can do the whole Greek alphabet, can I have all the points that I've so far failed to get? Because I can do that.
You can have one point, but I will respect you if you can give me this answer.
The benefits of a classical education. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pi, rho, sigma, tau, phi, chi, psi, omega.
Wow, that's so impressive. I've actually never heard anyone do that with the Greek alphabet. That's amazing. And in all of that, the correct answer was gamma.
Yes.
Correct.
Thank goodness for that. Thank you.
Good one. In question number eight, in which country did the first series of Big Brother take place?
It's a Denmark type scenario, isn't it? It's definitely one of the Scandi countries. And Holland.
We will accept Holland. It is the Netherlands.
Netherlands, Holland, yeah.
Nicely done. Question number nine in your general knowledge Monday quiz. The man your man could smell like is a phrase associated with which male grooming brand? What a marketing campaign. Your man could smell like.
The man your man could smell like.
Slightly offensive, isn't
it? It's a little bit.
That.
Yeah. And who is the man who your man could smell like? Like, how do you advertise that with a picture? Oh, look how he looks like he smells good. Is it Jean-Paul Gaultier?
The correct answer was a bit more classic. It was Old Spice.
Old Spice, that was my... See, Old Spice I still think of as I'm on a horse. Seen that? Remember that advert that did the rounds a couple of years ago?
It was I don't.
Man on a horse. It's very funny, but equally not the right answer. So.
Yes. The final three questions, Tom, have multiple correct answers. Do you understand?
I mean... Bearing in mind how badly I've been doing so far, there's every chance I won't understand.
Okay.
But I do understand.
Thank you. Question number 10. For 1 point, can you name any Butlins holiday resort location still in operation? Can you name any Butlins holiday resort location still in operation?
Yeah. I mean, I've gigged at Butlins. Butlins Minehead. And there's, I think, Skeggy as well. I think Skegness is still going. So I'm going to go with Minehead.
Correct. Minehead is a correct answer. Also, Skegness was a correct answer. And of course, Bognor Regis.
Bognor.
They really knew what they were doing, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Question number 11. For 2 points, can you name any two of the 10 plagues of Egypt that didn't involve insects or animals? Any two of the 10 plagues of Egypt that didn't involve insects or animals?
So I can't say locusts, because that's the only one I can think of. Famine. It's got to be one, hasn't it? Famine?
I don't have famine on my list.
Oh,
They've been through worse things.
Fire? Fire?
I'm afraid I don't have fire.
Flooding?
I do have hail.
There's only Fs. Oh, really? Hail? That's such a weird...
I mean, how bad was that hail? We have hail. You have given me your two answers, so I will give you the other answers. Water turns to blood. Unhealable boils. I mean, this is just a sort of list of things you really don't want to happen.
I've not been to medical school. I don't know about these things.
Yes. Darkness, which is quite vague. Yeah. And death of firstborn children.
Let's
pep it up.
Yeah, man. You've really brought me down towards the end of this. And I was already in a terrible mood because I'm doing so badly at this quiz.
There are some plays including creatures. Would you like to hear those or should we just move
on? Let's just move on. I'm already scared witless.
Question number 12. For 3 points, Tom, can you name the three London structures that appear on a bottle of HP sauce? Now, that's a question.
That is a great question. And I've got two bottles of HP sauce in my fridge as we speak.
Well, you better not be in the kitchen.
I am not. But can I pad long enough to walk downstairs? So, Makita, I reckon it's going to be. Three London landmarks on HP bottles.
Yeah, there's three London structures that appear on a bottle of HP sauce. Can you name all three?
Westminster.
Correct. Palace of Westminster.
And Buckingham Palace.
Incorrect. I'm afraid Buckingham Palace doesn't exist on an HP bottle.
Okay. I don't know what the other... Oh, St. Paul's Cathedral.
Incorrect. I'm afraid we were looking for Big Ben, also looking for Westminster Bridge. We'll talk Tom through his points after this break, which are, at the end of that round, 5 points at the end of General Knowledge Monday.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello, I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Tom, will you ever look at a bottle of HP sauce in the same way?
No, I really won't. I'm so cross that I last looked at a bottle of HP sauce about 3 days ago.
No.
And if only I'd thought then to note down that it was all Westminster, isn't it? It's all Westminster.
That's going to be something that you say now. You know it's all Westminster on
it. It's going to taste even bitterer from now on.
You are a fan of quizzes. I mean, I could tell by your calm tone that you're not... It's not an unusual setting for you to be in a quiz.
I really enjoy a pub quiz, but only really, as you can tell by my results so far, for the sort of social element and for slowly getting drunk. I like pub quizzes. I like that moment when an answer pops into your head out of nowhere and you just don't know how you know it, but you just do. Equally, what I find frustrating, and I've definitely had a bit of today, is when you get the rabbit in the headlights, which is why I could never do Celebrity Mastermind. I mean, there's a good reason I can't do Celebrity Mastermind, because of the first word. But it's very hard when you get that rabbit in the headlights thing. You just think, I can't, my brain's gone blank. Someone could ask me my name and I wouldn't know what my name was now. I do. I like the socialising of quizzes, but what I'm saying is I like the socialising, but not so much the questions.
Well, you're going to love today, because it's just me and you.
Oh, God.
Let's talk a little bit about your podcast. It's called My Mate Bought a Toaster, and I love what it's about, but for people that haven't heard it, please tell.
So, it's an idea I came up with a couple of years ago when I was rooting through my Amazon purchase history, because I was trying to find this weird bed that we'd bought for my baby boy that helped with his sleep, and it got a bit skanky, so we wanted to buy a new one. And I was going into my Amazon purchase history, and I accidentally clicked on the beginning of my Amazon life. And I didn't realize it, they do this, but Amazon keep all of your purchase history. You can go back at any moment and see what you bought when you first got your account. In my case, this is 17 years ago. So I drifted in and I realized that everything on my purchase history was telling my life story years and years ago. And
yeah.
I thought that would be a great way to interview people. So I now get people on and they let me log into their Amazon account. And I just surf through their account. And I love it. It's great. It's a great opportunity to chat and go off on lots of stupid tangents and also shame people with outrageous purchases. I mean, I had Susanna Constantine today off of Trini and Susanna.
Yeah.
And she dropped £1,000 on a camera and had no idea how or when or why she bought it. She couldn't remember why. It was extraordinary.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I do think my sort of Amazon history is flashing before my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ashamed of a bit of it.
Can you come on, please? Can you come and do it? I think you'd be amazing.
I would love to. I mean, yeah, spoiler alert, everything I buy is sports related because I just love games and that's where the best things to get. Amazon always have the best stuff. But yeah, I'd love to talk about my Amazon history.
Good. Confirmed. Thank you.
Confirmed. Thank you very much, Tom. Look at that little podcast swap.
Done.
That might be my favourite episode so far. The highs, the lows, it had everything. And you can listen to them all now via your smart speaker. If you just say the words, Alexa, play Quiz Chat Repeat Podcast. Isn't technology clever?
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.